Rocky and Alyssa on 98.5 KRZ.
So the scenario from one of our listeners, they were at a restaurant like Red Lobster, so it's more family oriented, and the table next to them, kids were playing with their phones. They're watching cartoons on their phones with the volume way up, no headphones. So, you know, what would you do? Would you say something? Do you talk to somebody in the restaurant? How would you react? We both wouldn't say anything.
Right, which was proven the other day when it happened to me, and the kid at the table next to me had SpongeBob on. It was so loud, but everyone at the table surrounding, they were making comments, hoping that the parents would hear, but nobody spoke up and said anything directly to the parents.
I would just come back the next day and gripe about it on the radio because I enjoy complaining. It makes me feel better.
Yeah, we love when you do so.
Right? I do enjoy it.
Amanda.
Yeah, hi.
Would you have said anything? What would you have done?
So I'm actually a restaurant manager.
Okay.
So I get dealt with this probably like at least two or three times a week.
Nice.
And I have guests come up to me and they're like, hey, that table's so loud over there. And, you know, it's not the kid's fault. It's the parents. Can you just tell them to lower down the iPad or something? And it's kind of uncomfortable to go up to a table and be like, hey, everyone's complaining about you.
For sure.
So I'll go over and I'll table touch. I'm like, hey, folks, how's everything? Can I get you anything? And we also have our kids' menus are actually activity paper. So I'm like, hey, like, does your kid want more crayons so they can color more and stuff like that? And that's usually like the way to get them to lower that because like, oh, yeah, if you give us more crayons, like, they'll totally color.
Oh, that works.
So you never come out and say, you know, other tables are complaining about your kids?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
I mean, the only time I'll tell a table that other people are complaining about them if they're drunk. But
okay.
Adult behavior, you're fine. Kids' behavior, no. Forget about it.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like the table whisperer. That's a gift. You realize that is a gift.
Thanks, Amanda. Appreciate that.
Now, we do have in the text club a parent who lets their kids have electronics, and she said, I'm one of the parents who've always allowed some electronics to be taken everywhere we go. My daughter listens to music all the time, even while sleeping. However, we always have headphones.
Headphones,
she's 13
yeah.
years old now.
Yeah.
She still carries music everywhere, so I do get annoyed when they're oblivious to the noise from the electronics.
Yeah, that's an easy fix.
Yes. Although this is the best fix. The next texter says, you just get your own phone out and you blast Black Sabbath as loud as it'll go. Hold it up to their table.
There you go.
Maybe they'll get up and leave.